During the height of the pandemic, California estimates that it lost an astounding $20 billion to unemployment fraud, money that was earmarked for COVID jobless relief. By far, that is the largest reported amount of pandemic-related fraud in any state. And now California is slowly clawing back some of that money, but critics say the recovery effort is weak, with too few people held to account. Here's NPR's Eric Westervelt.
The federal government's $5 trillion response to the biggest economic crisis since the Great Depression simply proved too tempting a target for criminals. The emphasis was on pushing that money out fast, and in California, fraudsters using stolen Social Security numbers and stolen or made-up names made off with what state officials conservatively estimate is $20 billion of the $177 billion in jobless benefits paid out for COVID relief. And it wasn't hard. Someone claiming to be Senator Dianne Feinstein got paid, and there was a John Doe and even a Mr. Poopy Pants. They all got money.
The key to the kingdom for unemployment insurance fraud benefits was a Social Security number.
That's McGregor Scott, a former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of California. The state hired Scott as a special counsel for a fraud task force to help coordinate the investigation and prosecution of pandemic-related unemployment fraud targeting the Employment Development Department, or EDD. So far, working with federal and local law enforcement and the Bank of America, which administers California's jobless benefits program, the state has recovered more than $1 billion, mostly by freezing EDD bank debit cards obtained through fraud.
And to date, they have returned $1.1 billion to the state.
Scott says the task force has learned that those committing the fraud were mostly domestic and international organized crime rings, as well as prison inmates inside and outside the state, along with a handful of run-of-the-mill grifters. So far, Scott says the fraud task force has helped law enforcement arrest more than 500 people and secure 203 convictions. But thousands of others have faced no consequence. And several outside experts think the real jobless fraud figure in California is far higher than 20 billion.
I believe the number is closer to 32.6 billion.
That's Haywood Talcove, CEO of the government division of LexisNexis Risk Solutions. He gets that higher figure in part by looking at federal Labor Department audits that show California averaged a high jobless fraud and improper payment rate in the 3 years before the pandemic.
And it didn't go down during the pandemic. It only went up.
In fact, the latest U.S. Labor Department audit report in September shows that the California EDD's improper payment rate for the first 6 months of the pandemic was a whopping 36.6%. Whatever the real number of stolen funds, Talcove argues, the bigger issue is the state has yet to put in place robust controls, the kinds used in banking and other private sector transactions. The state did add a driver's license verification system called ID.me and hired an outside data analysis firm, among other moves. But Talcove believes it's not nearly enough.
We go onto the dark web every day and we monitor these criminal groups that are stealing from the unemployment insurance agencies. And we see it. Just last week, there was a group from Russia advertising their sauce to get into the state of California, which included purchasing a fake driver's license that gets through their system. They are still getting their pockets picked.
And this fraud is just from one program in one state. Nationally, the scope of the pandemic theft remains staggering, with tens of billions stolen and little of it yet recovered. In California, some lawmakers are outraged by what they see as a slow trickle of money recovery and little accountability.
We've only got $1 billion back out of maybe 30 or 35 billion. That's a terrible batting average. We've got to do a whole lot better than that.
Jim Patterson is a Republican state assemblyman and vice chair of the Committee on Accountability. He says his office today still gets flooded with calls from constituents having a terrible time getting their legitimate jobless claims filled while too few fraudsters have been convicted.
The state of California has to stop patting itself on the back that they're doing something. This is patchwork. It's too late and too little. And even the systems they presently have can still be defrauded. That's not good enough.
Governor Gavin Newsom recently signed a bill making it easier for prosecutors and police to seize assets, including cars and property, from people who defrauded the unemployment program. Fraud Special Counsel McGregor Scott says the state expects to recover another large sum from unemployment debit cards that still have money on them but have been frozen because of fraud indicators. Yet, ultimately, Scott concedes there will likely be billions unrecovered.
there's no doubt that there will be a certain amount that will just have to be written off at the end. What that number is, I don't know yet.
Eric Westervelt, NPR News.